Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. She gave her a book. I was told recently of a woman who came to the door of a church in southern Mississippi and wanted to be baptized. Her daughter was in the hospital 45 miles away. A nurse had given her a copy of A Muscle and a Shovel. She studied the book and became convicted of the true gospel. She was perplexed that it had taken so long for someone to teach her. They immediately baptized her. She was so joyful she had found the truth and couldn't wait to share it with her family. She said, "Today was a great day. This afternoon I was baptized into Christ Church. I am so very excited to say that I am new. New beginning, everything forgiven, sins washed away. I cannot begin to say what a relief I feel. Why? Because I am 100% sure that I am a Christian. And when God calls me home, I'll be heaven bound." When I heard about the woman, several thoughts came to mind. Wow, what an amazing event to witness. She was so genuinely happy, grateful, and excited to tell others about salvation. She was a new creature, sinless like a newborn baby, and every part of her wanted to shout it out. One thing, however, struck me a different way. She was perplexed that no one had taught her the truth before receiving the book. It made me ponder how many people Christians come in contact with each day. The nurse who handed the woman the book would probably say that it was just a small thing she did. But look at the result. There's no telling how many of the woman's family members and friends will obey the Lord because a nurse handed a book to a mother visiting her daughter. This mother opened my heart to recognize the urgent need to speak to people about Jesus, whether it is asking them to study the Bible or giving them a book or a tract to read about salvation. This was how the church grew so quickly in the first century. The flame of excitement in the hearts of new Christians compelled them to tell everyone about Jesus. Acts 20, verse 20. The woman's heartfelt response stimulates me to reach out to people I rub shoulders with each day and tell them about Jesus. I hope this encourages and prompts you to do the same. Today's verse. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:41 and 42.